It is a good day indeed, for God's mercies are new every morning. Great is his faithfulness. Today's scripture is Ecclesiastes 3:11 through 14. He has made everything beautiful in its time. He has also set eternity in the hearts of men. Yet they cannot fathom what God has done from beginning to end. I know that there is nothing better for men than to be happy and do good while they live, that everyone may eat and drink and find satisfaction in all of his toil. This is the gift of God. I know that everything God does will endure forever. Nothing can be added to it and nothing taken from it. God does it so that men will revere him. Ecclesiastes 3:11-14. Buzz! Your alarm blares out the time. Ding! The coffee maker turns on. Ding, ding! The dishwasher turns off. Duck call, duck call. You have an incoming phone call. Beep, beep, beep. You accidentally hit the alarm key on your car fob. Flip, flip. A calendar announces a new month has arrived. Time, time, time. Time for this, time for that. Not enough time? Too much time? Looking back on this past week, on how many occasions have we voiced frustration with handling time? There seemingly is a constant struggle to balance responsibilities, activities, work, appointments, personal growth, and basic living with the time allotted in a day. You may echo the words such as, "Where has the time gone?" Or, "How did time pass so quickly?" Or even, "I can't wait." Whether we are young or older, we probably should admit that we are frequently out of sync with time. Time itself is a cause of a majority of our frustrations in life. However, there is a way to look at time in a different perspective that can actually excite us as believers. How can this be? How can the frustration of time become positive? In the wise words of C.S. Lewis, quoted by Sheldon Vinokin in his book, A Severe Mercy, an entirely new perspective on time can become our understanding. You see, these two scholars explain how our actual frustration with time suggests that, quote, we were created for eternity, and we have not always been or will always be purely temporal creatures, unquote. Do you see? When we are surprised at time and its passing, it's only proof that we are longing for something else for which we were created. We are made in the image of a timeless God. We long for life in a timeless environment. In fact, in people's minds, even retirement is often seen longingly when one can live without time barriers. That fact that time harries us is a reminder of just who our God is and what he is like and how we are, in spite of ourselves, like him. Remembering this concept lately has helped me accept my time limits with more patience and joy. A lack of time can become a reminder of my God and my future life with him. C.S. Lewis continues to write that a fish does not complain of being always wet, for the fish was created for and only knows aquatic living. But we, on the other hand, do not feel natural and content in our time-centered environment. Why? Because we were created for eternity. We are not in our natural environment. On this day, let's see if we can challenge each other to see our frustrations with time as a reminder of our eternal God whose goal is eternity for and with us. Now that is a thought that can make time stand still and give us a joy worth smiling about. Are you facing a deadline and time limit? New schedule, new school year, appointments, events, feeling frustrated about too much to do and too little time to accomplish it? That's okay. It's just a reminder of our timeless God. So go on, hear those buzzers, dings, and calendar pages flip. Time no longer has to be an enemy. Instead, it can be a reminder of our God and our timeless future with him. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for being eternal. We recognize, Lord, we cannot begin to grasp what you have done from the beginning to end. May we submit our time to you here in our days on earth, knowing that whatever you bring our way is ultimately so that we can bring praise to you. If we sense frustration in the hours, minutes, and seconds of this very day, Lord, may we stop and recognize we feel this way because we are made to be with you in eternity, and instead offer you praise for the reminder of such. Thank you for wanting us to be with you, Lord.